I'm Marianne Kolbasek-McGee, Executive Editor at Information Security Media Group. Today I'm speaking with Sina Yazdanmir, Managing Director at cybersecurity firm Applite, and Lucian Siobaturu, an IT consultant at Applite. We're going to be discussing research that Sina and Lucian and their security team recently conducted involving AI-backed malware targeting applications connected to Google Health Connect, which allows users to store and connect data from their health and fitness apps. Welcome, Sina and Lucian. So for starters, please briefly describe your project, what you examined, and what sorts of AI-based malware did you use, and what sorts of applications connected to Google Health Connect were targeted? Sina, would you like to begin?
Yeah, sure. So we worked on a new application that Google has released called Google Health Connect. Simply, this application is supposed to allow different medical and wellness applications to share data on Android ecosystem. What we did was that we developed a malicious application that connects to this ecosystem, understands what other applications are connected, what records are already there, and sends this data to an AI that then analyzes that and understands users' medical condition and goals. For example, it determines if the user is a diabetes patient, or for example, the user is using a fitness application for losing weight. Once it's done, then the AI comes up with crafted data to be inserted to the Google Health Connect via the malicious app, which is on the user's device, that changes the other trusted application output. For example, if user is trying to stay in a daily calorie budget, but the user is exceeding that limit, this malicious application inserts crafted values to bring down the calorie consumption and gives the user this illusion that they are still in their calorie budget. This is a very simple explanation of what we did. What applications we targeted and what were the outcomes, I think Lucian can explain us more.
So we targeted three kinds of apps on different levels of healthcare, from diet management to diabetes management and the family planning. And we simply try to make the AI, as I said earlier, understand the user's intention, and based on their intention and previous data to craft these specified targeted attacks on the user. Now, in order to do such a thing, we had to train the AI to accurately understand the user intention and to be prepared to analyze data, and based on prediction and calculated predictions and data to actually make stealthy attack, to prepare a stealthy attack for the user. For the diet apps, we mainly try to understand the dynamics of the data. When is the user having a meal or exercise schedule, to understand these patterns, and based on that to train the AI to come with attack intervals to inject into the ecosystem. So the user will have this illusion of being in the target or close to its target, but in a stealthy manner with specifically crafted values that will be hardly to detect because there were not so many discrepancies in the data. For the family planning app, we try to teach the AI how to interpret the total length of a cycle, of a menstrual cycle, and to predict the fertile period within a cycle. And based on this prediction, to actually pick a specific day for the attack in which the AI will record an event that will modify the whole cycle calendar. And in the example, it worked very, very well with a ovulation test marked as positive. So the AI will analyze data of the user to understand the patterns and make a prediction when the cycle is, how much the cycle is supposed to be, and based on this prediction to calculate the fertile period, and after that to pick the optimal day to record a positive test. And for the diabetes app, it It tried to understand the blood sugar dynamics of the user to make an accurate prediction of the blood sugar level, how it will evolve in the following days. And after the prediction is well enough with a medically error margin, to actually insert specific crafted blood sugar records that were lower than the real one in order to bring the average value that the user usually sees within blood glucose monitoring apps down within a normal safe range, defined as a range where the user will not decide to administer the medicine whatsoever and will consider itself as safe from hyperglycemic status. And this could actually trigger a lot of consequences for the user's health, mainly because the diabetes will become uncontrolled as the time progresses and as the attack progresses as well, because the AI does it in a very, very stealthy manner, so the user will not see something unordinary within the app.
So it sounds like this could result in patient safety and, sort of unhealthy situations for the patient having this erroneous information going on in their application. What could this do in terms of the healthcare providers that these patients rely on? Are there other sorts of medical applications or devices where these same kinds of AI-generated malware attacks could happen? Sina?
Well, of course, there are different resources and references that a patient or a user can use. And this was actually one of our recommendations for users, that if you want to make decisions, healthcare decisions, based on those applications, for example, for controlling your diabetes or something more high impact, it's better to double check it, what the application suggests you with other sources. For example, use a different blood sugar meter, which is not connected to this environment. Or, for example, if the application recommends you to take sort of medicine or not to take it, make sure you get your doctor's opinion before going with that recommendation. Of course, it's not the ideal situation because it's sort of like not using the technology. We should just make this environment secure and safe so everybody can use it without any problem. But as long as we are dealing with such challenges, it always makes sense to double check the result with other devices or applications that are not connected to this environment.
So, Lucian, what are your concerns about this in terms of, patient safety, and how should medical doctors and others, such as those that are caring for these patients, be aware of if they know their patients are using these tools to help manage their health?
Well, in my opinion and my past experiences with users and patients alike, I think that it's a huge risk by blindly trusting apps or even devices connected to apps, because it's very, very hard as a doctor to contradict something that the patient sees daily. So it's very hard to beat this feeling of I see it, therefore it's true, because most of the time, medicine cannot be really considered as by the patient as medically, how can I say, precise science by the patient. So my concern is that because of this blind trust of devices or apps, the patient will, or the user will not feel the need of double checking with something else or with a professional, because our small reality is encapsulated within that app, because we interact with it daily. How could it lie to us? So it's really hard for an outsider, like a medical professional, to actually contradict this phenomenon. And this actually scares me personally, and from a medical perspective. And for the healthcare providers, there can be worrying, because this behavior can go as far as not considering medical services, because, as I said, you consider that it is enough to see it in your phone or tablet, and You have all the information there. Why should you go to someone, spend hours in line or make an appointment, which is very hard, in order to find something that you have in your own pocket? This is my concern about this.
So, what is your advice then to device makers, the application developers, on what they can do to better help prevent their products from falling victim to this sort of AI, enabled malware and other sorts of manipulation? Sina?
So the first and the most important thing is that when you receive data from such that ecosystem, which is shared environment, always check the source of data and make sure what you receive and consume is from a trustworthy source and application. The second thing is that they can check if the data is medically or scientifically valid. For example, if you receive a data that says, the user took 20,000 steps in 2 minutes. It's clearly exceeding human body capacity. It's not possible. So you can just mark it as not trustworthy and not using it in your reporting or calculation. The third thing is to check some patterns and context when they receive a bunch of data. For instance, if there is a record that the user burned a huge amount of calorie, it should usually be associated with a training session. Or, for example, if there is a high blood sugar level, there is a spike in the records, it should be associated with a meal intake, something like that. So they can correlate and make sure the data as a bunch that they receive is valid and they can rely on that.
And Lucian, any advice for patients and for doctors?
For patients, especially when talking about a condition that needs to be monitored, such as diabetes, I know it's hard, but it's a very good idea to ask for information and be informed about your condition. You can very hardly beat an informed patient and an aware patient or a user, because by being informed about your condition, you can clearly see a discrepancy which shouldn't be there. You can much easily identify when something is wrong and to identify abnormal behavior of the app. An informed patient is a strong patient, but also it's very, very useful when you have a good relationship with your medical professional, because a very well-established relationship between patient and doctor, medically speaking, is like a teamwork that works best, because the medical professional can provide information to the patient and guidance and can actually be a very useful source of information for the patient. And for medical professionals, I'm suggesting to be much, much aware about the spread of these kind of apps and how much the users are actually relying on them. You cannot just blindly assume that they use it for checking from time to time. Some users might actually base their whole behavior and life on them, and you as a professional should be aware of that and should provide kindly, in a kindly manner, and adapt it to your patient information to help him guide it through this journey with the app in order to keep it as safe as possible. It's not perfect, but as safe as possible from such an attack that usually will abuse this lack of medical information, medical terminology, knowledge, and blind trusting.
And finally, Sina, what advice do you have to technology vendors, the makers of these devices, the makers of these fitness and health apps on how they can better protect their products from this kind of manipulation so that, they are not potentially harmful to patients because of data integrity issues?
In a bigger picture, beyond just healthcare and fitness application, we should be aware that now AI is changing everything, including cybersecurity, and it brings in new attacks and different type of vulnerabilities that we should be aware of. In this particular case, as I mentioned before, it's always important to check where the data is coming from and if it's valid. And we should be aware that not the old or common controls work anymore, because you should check if the value and the data you are receiving scientifically is accurate. It's not as simple as just checking if this record or the data is in a certain range. Now you need to consider different factors and make sure that based on the sector, if it's healthcare, logistics, or anything else, the data is valid.
Well, thank you very much, Sina and Lucien. I've been speaking to Sina Yazdanmayer and Lucien Siobhatoru. I'm Marianne Kolbasek-McGee of Information Security Media Group. Thanks for joining us.